Dr. Warren Slayton is a board-certified physiatrist who is trained at the best institutions for medical school through fellowship training. He graduated from Washington University Medical School in St. Louis. He completed a residency in physical medicine and rehabilitation at University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey at Newark and Kessler Institute for Rehabilitation. After a few years of practice, he completed a spine fellowship at Florida Spine Institute in Clearwater, Florida. He is board-certified in physical medicine and rehabilitation with a subspecialty certification in pain medicine, medical acupuncture, ozone therapy, and bioidentical hormone replacement. With training in musculoskeletal ultrasound, prolotherapy, neural prolotherapy, platelet-rich plasma injections, and neural therapy, Dr. Slayton has now brought all of his experience and expertise together to establish the Regenerative Healing Center right here in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Now, here's Dr. Slayton.
Good evening. This is Dr. Warren Slayton of the Regenerative Healing Center. My office is right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. But right now, I'm live at the WABC studio right on top of Madison Square Garden. So you can reach me here at the studio during the show at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Or you can check out my website, njhormones.com, njhormones.com. You could also reach me at my office after the show at 201-882-1500. And you could also look at my YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show. So tonight we're going to talk about a topic that's very interesting and very relevant for just about everybody, and that is supplemental hormones. I've talked about hormone replacement before, and when I talk about supplemental hormones, I'm going to talk about a few different hormones that have use for both younger patients and older patients. And also, what sort of makes them supplements is that they're pretty much available over the counter. So anyone listening to the show can get any of these hormones. I do recommend working with a physician or health professional to make sure you're taking the right dose and you're taking them appropriately, but they are available to everybody. So the hormones, hormone supplements that we're going to be talking about are DHEA, melatonin, and vitamin D. So they sort of have quality of supplements in that they're available over the counter, but they are hormones. That means that the body makes all three of them, and they have great uses for the body, and we're able to take them as supplements to supplement what the body makes. So the first one we'll talk about is DHEA. DHEA, the full name of DHEA is dehydroepiandrosterone, and so that's why it's easier to say DHEA. And what we're going to be talking about with regard to DHEA is its wide range of benefits. And when I say wide range, DHEA is an adrenal hormone. It also has the role of a sex hormone, and it also has cardiac benefits. So it really affects so many different systems in the body. And from a cardiac standpoint, the DHEA helps reduce visceral fat and decreases platelets clumping together, which is a key driver of heart disease. And in fact, the level of DHEA is inversely related to heart disease. What does that mean? That means the higher your DHEA level, the lower your risk of heart disease. Conversely, the lower your DHEA level, the higher your risk of heart disease. So you really want to make sure you're taking DHEA to help prevent heart disease. And the immune benefits of DHEA are multiple, and it's most known for, and partly because it's this is where the most research studies have been done, has been in the treatment of lupus. In fact, there's a pharmaceutical version of DHEA available with an indication for treating lupus. So DHEA really is a very important hormone to take for anyone with any immune or autoimmune issues. The DHEA decreases what are called the pro-inflammatory cytokines, which again help drive those autoimmune diseases. So the importance of DHEA for the immune system is really, we could do a whole show on that because there are so many benefits. But I want to touch on several other hormones and touch on several other benefits of DHEA. And so I want to touch base about the other benefits with regard to DHEA actually has antidepressant effects. And it's helpful for fatigue. And part of the reason might be that there's a component of what's called adrenal exhaustion that contributes to depression, and DHEA supports the adrenals and basically helps combat the depression and fatigue seen with poor adrenal function. And DHEA, again, helps with memory. So remember I mentioned that the higher your DHEA, you lower the heart disease? Well, interestingly, the higher your DHEA, the lower your incidence of Alzheimer's disease. So I'd rather have a higher DHEA level and have a lower risk of Alzheimer's disease. So DHEA even helps with bone density and certainly improves energy. So DHEA is such a valuable hormone on multiple, multiple levels. And it's a supplement. It's available to everybody. For women, I recommend getting the level over 100, preferably even, it can go as high as 250 for women. And for men, even going as high as 600, men need higher DHEA. Interesting thing about DHEA is it even has sexual benefit. Yeah. As a cream, DHEA can be used to help with female lubrication and improves libido in women. And for men, erectile dysfunction has been helped with DHEA. So multiple benefits of taking DHEA, and it's such a valuable hormone. So I've touched on the heart benefits. I've touched on the immune benefits, and it's a great treatment for autoimmune diseases like lupus and helps with memory, energy, and again, a common benefit for my patients is just day-to-day pains. I treat some older patients who have various pains, and that arthritic pain and even fatigue is really helped with DHEA. This is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. And right now I'm at the WABC studio on top of Madison Square Garden. So you can reach me here at the studio at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. You could call my office after the show at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. You could check out my website, njhormones.com. You could check out my YouTube channel and be an early subscriber because it's a pretty new channel, and that is the Regenerative Healing Channel. So we talked about DHEA, and now we're going to talk about melatonin. And I'm pretty excited about talking about this because I'm going to give you some information about melatonin that you may not know. And I will bet that many of you do know that melatonin can help with sleep. Everyone knows melatonin as sort of the sleep supplement. Many of my patients, I asked if they have trouble sleeping, oh, do you take melatonin? Most of them have said yes, they've tried it. They may have had success with it, maybe not. But most of them are aware, most people are aware that melatonin is a good sleep hormone. But what I'm going to tell you today, I don't want to say it's going to blow your mind, but I think you'll find very interesting. So melatonin as a sleep hormone has helped people get off of benzodiazepines. Benzodiazepines are those medications like Valium, diazepam, Ativan, all these medications that do help with sleep, but they really can cause dependency. It's not the best quality of sleep with these benzodiazepines. You do get to sleep, so that's a benefit, but it's not the best quality of sleep, and it's very hard to get off of them. And a lot of times, after a while, even with sleep from benzodiazepines, you feel worse. So melatonin has helped a lot of people get off of benzodiazepines, and I can tell you that on a as a personal anecdote, I recently had a flight, an overnight flight that was supposed to be 4 hours, and it turned out to be 9 hours because there was a long delay because of a medical situation on the plane. Well, I slept through the whole thing, and that is, I slept the full 8 hours on the plane with thanks to the 20 milligrams of melatonin that I took right before the flight. So I was asking several people after I woke up, oh, what happened? And it turned out that we had all kinds of issues on the plane that I slept through, and that's because melatonin is so great for sleep. But I can also tell you that melatonin has amazing benefits. And the one I'll bring up first would be about headaches. Melatonin is a great headache medication. Melatonin is produced in the brain. It does decrease with age. And for whether it's migraines and cluster headaches, melatonin is fantastic. But one of the best benefits of melatonin is it's a very, very strong antioxidant. Okay, and it really has a very important role as an antioxidant and improving the oxidative pathways. So one of the ways it does that is by stimulating the production of glutathione. Glutathione is one of our most powerful antioxidants, but it's hard to supplement glutathione because it doesn't get absorbed. There are some sublingual ways you could take glutathione, but really the best way to get glutathione is with IV. But by taking melatonin, you increase your glutathione. And by taking melatonin, there are some studies out there that show melatonin helps with heart disease, and melatonin has, due to its incredible antioxidant benefits, also helps with cancer prevention and even cancer treatment. Some of the cancers that I'll mention that melatonin has been studied in has been breast cancer and prostate cancer, ovarian cancer. So obviously it's not a standalone treatment for these cancers, but it's a very valuable adjuvant for these conditions. It's interesting with melatonin, it has effects on the sympathetic nervous system. So overstimulation of the sympathetic nervous system leads to cardiac emergencies. So that's why when we're stressed, for instance, that stimulates the sympathetic nervous system. And when that sympathetic nervous system is stimulated, that puts us at risk for a cardiac event. And so that sympathetic nervous system, when we're not balanced correctly, is going to be stimulated at night. In fact, the highest risk of heart attacks are at like 5, 6, 7 in the morning. And so that those early morning heart attacks are partly because of that sympathetic stimulation that happens at dawn. It's something intrinsic in our system, and if it's not well regulated, we are at risk for that morning heart attack, so which is obviously a life-threatening situation. But with melatonin helps modulate the sympathetic nervous system. And that modulation of the sympathetic nervous system helps calm things down and actually reduces the risk of that morning heart attack. So melatonin, and it also has potential to have benefit for reducing blood pressure. So melatonin has multiple benefits that we think of it as a sleep medication, but it really should be a part of everyone's supplement regimen, because even if you're sleeping well, and that's a small percentage of the audience out there, melatonin can be very valuable for your heart, for your brain, and in general, even the immune system. Again, once you have a strong antioxidant on board, like melatonin, you are protected against a lot of those diseases that oxidative stress causes. So don't think of melatonin. Yes, you can think of melatonin as a sleep benefit. I gave my little anecdote there. But the benefits of melatonin are so much more. And so to protect your health, melatonin is a valuable onset. Even if melatonin doesn't help your sleep, which if you're taking the right dose, a lot of times it will, and sometimes it's just a matter of taking the right dose. But even if melatonin, you don't notice a sleep benefit, and you don't have trouble sleeping, so you don't need such a supplement, melatonin has so many valuable valuable benefits besides sleep that I strongly encourage everyone to consider taking melatonin. What's interesting is even the eyes benefit from melatonin, and that might be because of all of its antioxidant effects. There have been studies that show it has a role in macular degeneration. Anyone with macular degeneration should really be focusing on a strong antioxidant regimen, and melatonin can definitely be part of that antioxidant regimen. There could be other antioxidants as well that one would take to help with that situation, but melatonin is definitely a key part of leading your antioxidant attack. And the benefit of that antioxidant attack is helping your heart, helping your blood pressure, helping prevent cancer, and helping your brain. Pretty good combination. So, and even patients with advanced Alzheimer's were shown to benefit from melatonin. A lot of times they have trouble sleeping, those patients, but melatonin has been helpful for them as well, even in that regard. Again, this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. You can reach me here at the studio at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222, or you can call after the show at my office at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. You could check out my website, njhormones.com, or you can even check out my new YouTube channel, which is the Regenerative Healing Show. So, again, we've talked about the great benefits of DHEA, and we talked about melatonin, how it's not just for sleep. It has incredible antioxidant benefits that help with the heart, that help with blood pressure, with preventing cancer. I didn't even mention there's a periodontal benefit, studies that show it helps with gum disease. So melatonin, multiple levels, can be of so much benefit. Now we're going to talk about what's called the vitamin D, but it's really a steroid hormone. It's a steroid hormone made in the skin, vitamin D. It's derived from cholesterol in the body, and cholesterol through different pathways gets converted to vitamin D. And this vitamin D has so many benefits that, again, we could spend a whole show on each of these, but I want to expose you to as much information as we can in the limited amount of time that we have. So what vitamin D does is, first of all, it helps absorb calcium. And vitamin D also helps calcium get into the bone. It almost serves as what would be called like a transport bus. Takes the calcium and gets it through the bone cells and helps build bone. And with vitamin D, there's improved bone density and less resorption of bone. That means less eating away of bone. So vitamin D is very valuable for your bone health. So that's pretty clear, and a lot of people have known that. But what's really interesting is that vitamin D has so many other benefits. And again, I mentioned cardiac benefits with DHEA. I touched on cardiac benefits with melatonin. Well, vitamin D also helps with heart health. Okay, so there was a study that correlated vitamin D levels and heart attacks. And as it turned out, once again, the higher the vitamin D level, the lower the risk of the heart attack. So what's the strategy to get a higher vitamin D level? And the way you get a higher vitamin D level is spend all day in the sun. But as the temperature has started to fall, we've known that's not going to be the sun is fading away from us, heading toward the south end of the world. So getting vitamin D in the winter from the sun is a big challenge for us Northeasters here. And so the way we do that is by taking vitamin D supplementation. And when you do take vitamin D supplementation, you are doing many good things for your health. The higher the vitamin D level, the less dementia. So vitamin D has a role in cognitive function. And so it really is such a has so many well-rounded functions and is such a valuable hormone. Vitamin D helps with mood. Yes, even depression is improved with vitamin D supplementation, getting your vitamin D to a good level. And vitamin D has roles in cancer prevention. I would bet that there's some antioxidant role there, breast cancer was reduced in those who had high vitamin D levels. And vitamin D plays a role even in what's called insulin resistance and the metabolic syndrome. So those who have a high vitamin D level are less likely to have that metabolic syndrome. What's the metabolic syndrome? It's being overweight with insulin resistance, tending to get diabetes mellitus and heart disease. So, and that also puts you at risk for cancer and Alzheimer's disease. So the higher your vitamin D level, the more decreased your risk is of getting the metabolic syndrome. So again, you want a high vitamin D level, and that's how to maintain great health. So another way that vitamin D is helpful, I mentioned breast cancer prevention. Here's an interesting study. It found that colon cancer was reduced with those with a high vitamin D level. So for those who had an average level of vitamin D of 82 or higher, that was associated with a 50% decrease in risk for colon cancer. So again, you want a high, and 82 might sound high to some, even to some physicians, but 82 is a great level to have your vitamin D at, because that means that you are going to be protecting yourself against heart disease, against against cancers, against metabolic syndrome, heart, and even against dementia. Interestingly, another study, and I just find these studies so fascinating, and they're often so ignored because they're not a pharmaceutical product, they're not sponsored, it's just vitamin D, which is available almost anywhere. But the higher the vitamin D, the less risk of falling in older people. So that is a big health risk for the elderly, falls, and with a high vitamin D level, the risk of falling was decreased. The higher the vitamin D level, also the less aggressive cancers are found. So in other words, if you have a high D level, there's less risk of aggressive cancers. What kind of aggressive cancers? Prostate cancers, renal cancers, ovarian cancers, pancreatic cancers. So keeping your D level up was associated with keeping, if those cancers happened to appear, they were less aggressive. So muscle pain also, when the vitamin D level is low, we see more muscle pain. So I treat pain a lot, as you know from my other shows. And one of the things I will often look into is the vitamin D level. If that D level is low, then the muscle pain is felt more acutely, more severely. So just this, by a simple regimen of taking vitamin D, that can reduce muscle pain. So again, this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. You can reach me at the WABC studio for the next few minutes. If you call, I might have to take your call after the show unless you get him right now. It's 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. You can call me at my office after the show at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. And you could also check out my website, njhormones.com, njhormones.com, or my new YouTube channel. Be a subscriber, and you'll get some cool shows on an almost weekly basis. And that is the Regenerative Healing Show channel. So, again, we've been talking about vitamin D, and I'm just going to throw something out there. But what's really interesting is that there's some treatment protocols out there that go into really high levels of vitamin D for the treatment of neurologic conditions. So multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, and the data is just coming out. So it's really early, early studies, but for one thing, they're showing no harm or very little risk with taking high doses of vitamin D, and they're showing incredible benefit for neurologic conditions. So it's just very interesting what's going on out there with these simple supplements that can dramatically improve your health. But taking a regular dose of vitamin D can reduce your risk of heart disease, reduce your risk of breast cancer, reduce your, the aggression of other cancers. I mean, these are all studies that are out there. So I'm just going to take a few minutes to summarize. We've talked about vitamin D, we've talked about DHEA, and we've talked about melatonin, and we've talked, you know, everyone knows you can take those and they're good for you, but I just wanted to highlight how good they are for you and how they can significantly improve your health. And that's really the point I wanted to make for the whole show. Is the bottom line is there are so many ways to improve your health. And I've mentioned some simple ones out there. I'm a big advocate of bioidentical hormones for men with testosterone and for women with testosterone, estrogen, progesterone. Obviously, women take lower doses of testosterone, but all these things are great ways to improve your health, both for the short term by feeling great and for the long term. And those opportunities to achieve this kind of good health are right there for the taking. And it's really encourage everyone to take advantage of that that opportunity and improve your health with these bioidentical hormones and with these hormone supplements that I've talked about tonight, because it's a great way to age better. And when I say age better, I mean feel well as the aging process goes on and have improved health with less disease. And that's really what I'm devoting my practice to, really helping people, getting the message out there that these are great ways to improve your health, both for the short term and the long term. So if you want to take advantage of these, please give my office a call. And that is 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. It's Dr. Warren Slayton at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey, 201-882-1500. You can call me at the studio. I'll talk to you right after the show at 800-848-9222. Or you can also check out my website, njhormones.com, njhormones.com, or my new YouTube channel. Be a subscriber to the Regenerative Healing Show. And I look forward to talking to you next week. Next week, I'm going to be talking about pain and a great treatment for pain with prolotherapy. Prolotherapy for neck pain and prolotherapy for back pain. You're going to feel great with a natural treatment and a treatment that's going to be give you long-term relief. Again, Dr. Warren Slayton, 201-882-1500.